Hello, Mr. Brzezinski. How are you, sir?
We've been good. I hope you're going to be good to us.
I think you're going to be happy. All right, here we go. Week number one, September 11th, at the Tennessee Titans.
The 11th at Tennessee.
Yep.
Tennessee has a good young football team. They just made a great trade. They got a great young quarterback.
The Tennessee Titans select Marcus Mariota.
Mariota's got his eyes on the end zone. Touchdown, Mariota.
Week number two. September 18th, home against the Green Bay Packers.
Let's go! Get some on 3-1-2-3! Let's go!
NBC, 7:30 p.m. Central Time.
And I think this is a cool way to start the season.
You must protect our health, baby. Let's give it all we got, man.
Go!
Here's Rudolph with a catch! Touchdown! Vikings on top!
Prime time to really open the new stadium, and it should be an awful fun evening.
Week number three, September 25th, at the Carolina Panthers.
Cam, how are you?
This is super.
Ole Canole! Ole Canole! Touchdown!
Week number four, home, New York Giants, Monday, October 3rd.
10-3, that's Ryder Cup week.
Apparently it's Ryder Cup week.
I think fans should consider this a victory. Eli Manning generally throws it to players on our defense.
Eli Manning goes back to pass, whips it out to the left, and it's intercepted. Why wouldn't it be?
7:30 Eastern Time on ESPN.
Who did we not see last year when we played the Giants that we'll be playing in this game?
Manning takes the shotgun snap. He's going to lob it down the left side. Odell Beckham Jr. makes a diving catch in the end zone. What a catch by Odell Beckham Jr.
Week number five, home, Houston Texans, Sunday, October 9th.
72, all first half goes, come to my side, come rush on me. One rush on him, sack.
Oh, here comes Watt. Watt with a sack.
This is the only time this year, during the regular season, we have back-to-back home games.
I like what I'm hearing. We locked in, baby.
Yeah, that's a nice hit, actually. That was a nice hit.
Week six is the bye week.
Week six is the bye.
Okay. Correct. We come back week seven. We are at the Philadelphia Eagles.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Woo! I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles are necessarily a playoff team this year.
If you take tomorrow off, you promise me we go to Chicago and win.
Week number eight, October 31st, Monday, at the Chicago Bears.
Halloween night
in Chicago.
But it's going to take all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, to send these Bears to our early hibernation and treat them to a good old-fashioned butt-whipping up in here. Let's go, boys.
Monday Night Football, 7:30 Central, ESPN. Week number nine, November 6th, Sunday, home, Detroit Lions.
That Detroit game in week nine will actually be our salute to service game, the military appreciation game.
They give it to the fullback, Zach Line.
And they laughed at me when I started Zach Line in my fantasy lineup this week, Paul.
Week 10, November 13th, road at the Washington Redskins.
You like that? You like that?
Y'all need to stop, man. Y'all ain't right, man.
You don't like that. I like that.
You gotta like that, right?
Week 11, November 20th, home, Arizona Cardinals.
And that's Peterson. Look at the wiggle. What a run. Peterson to the end zone for the touchdown. A little shake and bake past Tyrann Mathieu. And that's his 100th career touchdown.
Week number 12, Thursday, November 24th. You are at the Detroit Lions. That is Thanksgiving, the early game, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Central Time.
It's been a long time since we've had that game.
It has been a long time.
Momentum's a funny thing. The Lions had it to start the game. It has shifted big time.
You can feel the tide turning, and trust me, Detroit's thinking in the back of their minds right now. Here we go.
Ken Stafford goes back to pass, and he hoists the white flag and is destroyed. The fifth sack today of Matthew Stafford, who has no chance.
And then you come back the following Thursday, week 13, Thursday, December 1. You are at home against the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't want to hear that you're sore or beat up or bruised, because we got to go play on Thursday. They're not going to cancel the game, okay?
Two of the six teams from Thursday come back the following Thursday, this year too.
It is fair to wonder at this stage of the season how battered and or even if he'll even be on the field at that stage. Uh-oh, Tony grabbed that left shoulder. Oh, boy.
And that gives you 10 days before your next game, week 14, December 11th. At the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They send us to Florida in December. So I appreciate that.
On the run, needs the 26. He's got his receiver.
It was caught. It's a touchdown.
Week 15, December 18th, home against the Indianapolis Colts.
We look good. Trend in the right direction, so a lot better.
I really like the fact that we get that team at home.
Week 16, you're playing Saturday, December 24th. You're at the Green Bay Packers.
Christmas Eve in Lambeau.
Christmas Eve in Lambeau.
It's the option and opportunity for us to ruin Christmas Eve for those who genuinely care about that team. I'm excited.
We may need to move you to the 3:25 Central Time slot if your game is for all the marbles.
3-2-1 knocked away, and the Minnesota Vikings flood the field. They win the division in a spine tingler.
And then week 17, then 8 days until the finale. You're home against Chicago on Sunday, January 1.
Teddy takes the snap, looking for his fourth touchdown pass. Steps up, runs inside the 10 to the 5.
This is a time of year when quarterbacks go from being good to legendary. But Teddy Bridgewater has been awesome today.
We're going to sequence week 17 in a way that hopefully there's playoff implications in every window.
Got it.
When you get to playoff time, you say, who's hot now? Minnesota's hot. I mean, this is going to be a wild year.
All right, my friend. Hey, thanks for all your hard work. I know this is a ton for you guys. I hope you get a vacation.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thanks, buddy. Call me if you need anything.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.